from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Our Royals insider, Joshua Vernier, the greatest person in baseball history, joins us now here on Fesco in the Morning. Mr. Vernier, how are you after a nice Sunday day off to be able to kick back and relax?
I'm doing well, except for on the double play. See, making 115 some odd bets over the course of 5.5 months, you're going to find yourself on the losing end. And that's where I'm at as we head down the stretch. You, Drew Nixon, doing very well. Cody Tapp. He's doing well, but not so much myself, not so much Jay Binkley, and Bob still, Mr. Parlay, still waiting to hit that big one.
Still waiting, Vern, all the time, still waiting to hit that parlay. Let's look at the weekend. You split with the Cardinals. You really should have taken two against the St. Louis Cardinals, but what'd you think of the two-gamer with St. Louis?
Now, this might sound obvious, but to me, the better team won every single game on this 5-game homestand. The team that went out there and just straight up played the best baseball. Again, I understand that might sound rather obvious, but the Royals in that 5-game homestand had two quality starts. Those are the only two games that they won. The first two against Boston, you have a base running advantage went to Boston. The better defense was Boston. The better starting pitching was the Red Sox starter. You could say the same about game one against the St. Louis Cardinals. And while the post-game show quickly devolved into why is Lucas Urseg pitching the seventh inning instead of the ninth inning, and let's blame the bullpen, let's blame the offense, let's remember how this team arrived at 12 games above 500. It was on the backs of that rotation, that defense, and that base running unit. So listen, when you're playing a good team like St. Louis, like Boston, tonight like Minnesota, you're not going to win very often when your strengths are outdone by the opposition, right? The Royals' rotation has spun a quality start in half the games this season. The defense is the best in the American League. The base running is the best in the American League. But while that's the reason why I have confidence tonight and tomorrow and for Wednesday's finale and just about every single game, because I think the Royals have the best rotation, have the better defense and the better base running just about every single night, you still have to go out there and execute. And the Royals did a very poor job of executing on the base pass defensively and on the mound for the most part of that homestand. So, you know, where I'm at with this team right now is I'm not afraid of anybody in the other dugout. I approach every single game as if the Royals are going to win. I mean, they've only been the underdog once since the All-Star game. I think it's 21 of the 22 games since the Midsummer Classic the Royals have been favored to win, and that's because of those three facets. So, you know, you look at Singer and Lugo and Reagans, the defense and the base running. If the Royals are going to take 2 of 3 in Minnesota, those are going to be the facets that lead the way. If anyone's holding their breath waiting for the bullpen to put the team on their back and lead them to a victory, I just don't know what you've been watching. The bullpen, yeah. The offense have been the fourth and fifth best aspects of this team. And that's what it's going to be down the stretch. I'm not looking at them to be the reason why you punch your ticket to the postseason.
Yeah, let's talk about that bullpen, man. It's a tough watch, Vern. I mean, and you mentioned Ursaeg. Why is he in the ninth? Because if you can't get to the ninth, then you wasted an opportunity. Like, I love the way they're using Ursaeg. He's the guy that needs to come in these, you know, it's time to, you know, nut up type situations, right?
Yeah, without question. I think Matt Quatrero's handling him beautifully. I think it's 5 straight high-leverage situations. Now, you ease him in when he's making his Royals debut, but since then, it's, hey, game on the line, big dog. We need you. Go out there. And I mean, the guy's allowed 3 base runners so far. Hasn't given up an earned run. Has more strikeouts than innings pitched. I'm very happy with what he's done, but to those that are frustrated with this, you know, the bullpen usage. Again, Hunter Harvey is now on the 15-day IL with a lower back injury. Best case scenario, he returns in a few weeks as this team opens up that 20-game stretch beginning with 3 against Philadelphia. But, you know, if you're going through and ranking your relievers and using them by that ranking and in high leverage, yeah, Lucas Ursaeg is number one.
Yeah.
You know, Hunter Harvey was probably number two. So you lose him, and what, Sam Long is suddenly your second-best reliever? You know, Chris Bubich is maybe the third-best reliever, which, you know, good. It's nice that we can at least give you 3 names. And again, the reason why the bullpen is similar to the offense is, you know, you're hoping you have 2-3 guys going well. And for the most part, the Royals offense has had Bobby, Vinny, Salvi throughout the season going well, and you're looking for a few other contributors. When it comes to the bullpen, I know everyone became very comfortable with this guy gets the 7th, this guy gets the 8th, and this guy gets the 9th. We all were spoiled during HDH, but there's something that I think a lot of people forget about HDH in 2014. Forget about 2015. In 2014, when they really became HDH, Greg Holland was an All-Star the year before. Right, Wade Davis was putting together a historic 2014, and Kelvin Herrera already had 2 good years under his belt prior to 2014. So those guys earned. You get this inning, you get this, and you get this. There's nobody on this team that has ever, as far as the bullpen is concerned, there isn't an all-star out there. There isn't a guy that has multiple dominating seasons in the last year, the previous 2 seasons. So, you know, Matt Quatrero and this coaching staff, they're going to have to mix and match probably for the rest of the season. You have Lucas Ursaeg, but until then, you're just riding the hot arm, just like in the lineup. You know, you move guys around depending on who's going well. And when I look at this bullpen right now, yeah, it's going to be a tough watch for the rest of the season, and it's going to be a difficult task for Q to deploy them at the right time. Hopefully he does have his finger on the pulse of this team. But if anyone's looking for consistency as far as the usage is concerned, ask yourself who's earned it. Who's earned a set role in this bullpen? I'll give you Lucas Ursaeg. He's earned the highest of leverage. Other than that, no one's earned anything. So let's stop acting as if it's a plug and play. And obviously Q should know how to deploy these dudes.
When you talk about the starting rotation, the defense, and the speed of this team, it's interesting because here we are set up for another gigantic series against the Minnesota Twins. We've seen it with the Red Sox, we've seen it with the Guardians, and we're set up with what would be like all the planets are in a line here with Singer, Lugo, Reagans, and you mentioned 2 quality starts in the last 5 games of the homestand. Got to have at least 2 out of 3 quality starts, you'd think, with your big hoses going to the slab tonight to just shove, starting with Brady Singer.
Well, you hope so.
Yeah.
I mean, but you know, Boston took 4 of 6 from the Royals in the season series, and the only guys that the Red Sox faced were Singer, Lugo, and Reagans. They beat Singer twice. They beat Lugo twice. Cole Reagan spun a pair of quality starts. That's the only reason why the Royals were able to save face against the Red Sox. So, yeah, you feel good, especially when you factor in and you don't want to revel in the fact that the opponent is banged up. But, you know, Minnesota has a big three as well in Pablo Lopez, Bailey Ober, and Joe Ryan. But Joe Ryan likely done for the season, so there's a big hole in tomorrow's matchup as far as the pitching matchup is concerned. Seth Lugo going for the good guys, and it's still, I don't believe it's been announced yet who's going to be taking the spot of Joe Ryan. You know, tonight, for as much as I'm happy with how Brady Singer's pitched, you know, Pablo Lopez is a former All-Star, is a guy that's made a run at a Cy Young Award. Bailey Ober might be the hottest pitcher in the American League. He's the guy going in the finale. So, again, like I said, I always feel confident when you have this rotation, this defense, and this base running unit, because to me it's the ultimate leveler of the playing field. They are the most powerful weapons in the game of baseball. To be able to pitch and defend and take the extra 90 feet on the base pass, that's how this Royals team has put themselves in position to where they have one of the three best run differentials in the American League. But you're at their yard. I want 2 of 3. I'm going to hope for 2 of 3. Am I saying that I'm expecting 2 of 3? No, I'm expecting good baseball, and I hope that the Royals are the team that comes out on top, because the Minnesota Twins blink first. That's what this season's been, guys, right? I mean, a close game in the 6th, 7th inning, whose defense is going to blink first? It's normally the opposition. But as we saw against the Cardinals and the Red Sox, you know, Michael Massey, Kyle Isbell, some sure-handed fielders having, bumpy moments. So if that happens, this could easily turn into a twin series victory.
You mentioned Massey, and then you brought up Harvey earlier with the injuries. Like, where are we on that? I know Harvey to the DL, obviously, but like, is Massey's just going to be day-to-day probably for the rest of the season?
Yeah, well, hopefully. You know, he's already been to the IL twice with this back issue, and in talking with Q prior to Saturday's finale against St. Louis, it was, you know, kind of a, yeah, here we go again. You know, you hope that he feels good when he shows up to Target Field coming up on Tuesday. I mean, he was in the lineup on Saturday, but he showed up to the ballpark, knocks on the manager's office and says, it ain't happening today. This is, I need these 48 hours. Unfortunately, the dude's got to hop on a plane. I can't imagine that's a great thing for a tight back. But yeah, this is something you're going to have to monitor with Michael Massey, likely for the rest of his career, which is why, you know, that second base position, you're seeing Mikel over there a little bit more often, is because I just don't know that you can pencil in that position as set for the next few years. For as good as Michael Massey's hitting, that's not a guy that you can write in pen, because you can't, unfortunately, to no fault of his own, you can't rely on him, because that's going to happen quite often. Him showing up, waking up in the morning, and that back is just barking.
I'm sure this will get brought up on your pregame show, but Vern, is it safe to say it's okay to put a prop bet for Salvador Perez at a home run this evening?
Because he owns Target Field?
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
Listen, you're doing better than I am at the gambling, so I'm not going to give you advice. I would lean towards tomorrow.
Mm. Why?
Just Pablo Lopez. I respect him in a big game. I'm hoping a big crowd at Target Field. But he hasn't been great this year, but it's in there, and I'm expecting it to show up tonight.
Okay. All right, so do it tomorrow if you're going to bet Salvi.
Yeah, I think tomorrow's the bet for Salvi to go bridge.
How are you watching the last 40 games or so of Major League Baseball season? And I'm talking about the other teams as well. Are you scoreboard watching? Are you watching the Mariners and the Astros?
Only Cleveland.
Like, only Cleveland.
Only Cleveland. I'm solely focused on the division. Because to me, this whole The past month has been strange. Some of the sentiment I'm hearing from Royals fans, come on. Yeah, you beat up on the White Sox and the Tigers, but do you know your record against everyone else? Who cares? You're in the American League Central. You know, it's It's not the Royals' fault that the Yankees and the Astros don't have 13 cracks at the White Sox. The Cleveland Guardians, they have 13 chances, and they're 5-5 against Chicago so far. The Royals have dominated Chicago. They've won the season series from Detroit. They've taken 4 of 6 from Cleveland, and they have a chance to even up the season series with Minnesota beginning tonight. Understandably, we praise Andy Reid for his domination of the AFC West, consistently winning that division. That is the goal. That's how you guarantee some home games at Kauffman Stadium. It's a joke to me how often I'm hearing people go, all right, a third wild card. The Royals hanging on to the third wild card by a game. And the third wild card is nothing.
You don't get a home game, right?
And Bob, 40-plus games, and we're talking about the final spot in the American League playoffs, man, that can be gone in the blink of an eye.
Yeah.
Cleveland is with it. Shoot, the best record in the American League isn't that far out of reach. So I'm not going – if we don't talk about the wild card on the other side of the parking lot, I'm not doing it here. I remember what John Sherman said of, hey, I just want to know what a wild card team feels like. I get that. We can talk about the wild card in the final 2 weeks of the season. Right now it's about getting that division because, I mean, unless there's someone out there that says, oh, well, Cleveland is just far superior to the Royals. I don't feel that way. I think the Royals are better than the Cardinals, the Twins, the Red Sox, Cleveland. I'll give you Baltimore. You know, I'll give you Philly and the Dodgers. There's a few teams where I'm like, okay, the Royals don't stack up well with those squads, but in a one-gamer, I'll take them against the Yankees. And I'll take them against the Orioles and the Dodgers. When you have Bobby, when you have that rotation, when you have the run producers, the consistent run producers like Vinny Salvi and the aforementioned Bobby Witt Jr., there's no reason why we should temper our expectations. Cleveland is there. You have 7 more meetings with them in a 10-day span. Man, I can't wait for that stretch coming up in a few weeks from now. But no, the only thing I'm really paying attention to is what the Guardians are doing.
Yeah, okay, that's a good way to look at it because we were all kind of talking about the best way to kind of approach the rest of this baseball season. And I'm like, I can't get caught up in every single game.
It's too much.
It's too much, man.
Especially the wild card. I mean, it's this team's hot, this guy's hurt, this guy sucks, this team's good.
It's just too much.
It is.
It just becomes overpowering. All right, let's see how good you are at the baseball card game. You ready?
Man. Yeah.
I think this should be an easy one, Vern. We got an 89 score featuring Kelly Gruber.
Oh, Toronto Blue Jays.
There you go. 1-for-1, baby.
Yeah, I never liked him. Just never really cared for him. I think it was because I was always disappointed. You see the all-star card pop out. I'm like, oh, it's Kelly Gruber? You can't even give me George Bell?
Right, yeah, exactly. You liked baseball players back in the day based on the cards that you pulled. And if you had like 10 Pete Vukoviches, you're just like, I'm done with Pete Vukovich, man.
Yeah,
like,
the mustache is cool, but it's enough.
All right, 88 tops, Mike Kingery.
89 tops, Mike Kingery. Oh, boy.
Yeah, you pull this.
Yankees?
No, Mariners.
Oh, God bless it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that floated in the mind, but that was a distant third behind the Yankees in red. So,
and I think
one
this
for
is
two.
I think this is 1990, but I can't tell anymore. Tom Treblehorn.
Philadelphia Phillies.
No, manager of the Brewers.
Treblehorn.
Damn. Yeah. Samsonite. I knew that. I knew that wasn't a player.
Yeah. It's Tommy T, they call him up there in Milwaukee, don't they? Like, you guys used to roll him out when things were going bad. Yeah, let's go get Tom Treblehorn.
Bob, I finally made it in the studio and saw that box of baseball cards.
Yeah.
I can't tell you what the inner child in me was feeling when I saw that. I wanted to organize them.
You should have.
I wanted to put them in order by the number on the back of the card and by the year.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Help yourself next time.
Well, I'll be there all day. And you know, you could ask my wife. I can flip that nerd switch on real quick.
Oh, we all can. That's why, like, when you start to clean stuff out, it's better to let somebody else throw your stuff away because you start to get attached and you start to go through it. You're like, I can't get rid of this. Even though I haven't looked at it in 10 years, I can't get rid of it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I need every Sports Illustrated I've ever had. Don't
That's
you
right.
dare throw those out.
Keep those things.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.